The question was asked when we're taught that if a person does a mitzvah less than perfectly, it doesn't protect him. So that seems to indicate that there's a correlation between a person's suffering in this world and his performance of mitzvot, which does not seem to be intuitive. So we have to discern between the wages for a mitzvah, the merits of a mitzvah, and the protection of a mitzvah. Those are two different things. Meaning, let's say a person lives a healthy life, right? But they don't eat any tomatoes in their diet. So I think it's called leopectin in the tomatoes, can protect against certain types of cancer. So you'll say, wait a second. It seems like his whole healthy lifestyle wasn't worth it because he came down with the cancer that the tomato would have protected him from had he eaten more tomato. So what do we tell you? No, the healthy lifestyle, well, that got him a lot. And there's one specific cancer that some people have a danger of getting and others don't. And if it came his way, so then yes, if he missed that specific ingredient, so the rest of the healthy diet, as beneficial as it was, didn't protect him from that. That doesn't mean it wasn't beneficial in other ways. But it can be that one thing that he left out of his diet is going to make the difference. People eat a very healthy diet, but it's not rich enough in calcium. So then they find that as they age, that their bones are brittle. So they say, wait a second, I was so careful, I ate low cholesterol, this, that, the other thing, and you start telling them, the low cholesterol was good for your heart, the antioxidants was good for cancer, and other stuff. And each thing has its thing, and then you needed calcium for your bones. You didn't do that. You were vegetarian, and you didn't have enough milk, and whatever. And this goes on and on in medicine. So in the spiritual realm, we also say that. We say there's an aspect of what you get for each mitzvah you do. And that's in the world to come, right? A person does a ton of mitzvot, so whatever. That's God's calculation. But there is an element where we are taught that specific things afford certain protection. And a person can do many mitzvot and miss those specifics, and then on some level, he's missing that protection. The Talmud says they learned a lot of Torah during the period of the First Temple, but they didn't make any blessing on their Torah. So the Torah didn't protect them from the destruction of the First Temple. So you see, they did mitzvot, and in the world to come, they'll get wages for those mitzvot. But on some level, this mitzvah could have protected them from the destruction. It didn't. See, the Talmud's teaching us that even though there was paganism, and there was adultery, and there was murder, big problems. But you still had a bulk of people learning Torah on a sincere and high level, and that could have protected the people. Meaning, on some level, that could have still kept the destruction off. Could have kept it at bay. In spite of the fact that there were other problems in the nation. The reason that merit did not stand by and protect us was because we didn't do it in the right fashion. We didn't do it well enough. We learned, but we didn't make a blessing on our learning.
You're saying the making a blessing. It was once explained to me that it was the idea that we're learning the way you learn Chinese history is supposed to fulfill God's law, not just mouthing something.
So that's the explanation people like to say. It's not necessarily the only explanation, but that's the one people like to say. So we can accept that one.
The only explanation.
I'm saying there's more than one understanding to what the Talmud meant by that, but. Okay.
But I get your point here.
I'm just saying, so the idea of a mitzvah protecting us in this world, well, there is an aspect of a spiritual protection that a mitzvah affords, and there is an aspect that sometimes key ingredients in a mitzvah can make the difference between the protection and not. But that's very different than the wages of the mitzvah. It's an adjunct. You have the mitzvah, you have the details of the mitzvah, you have the protection of the mitzvah. But it's not the main point of the mitzvah.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a.
Yeah.